Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Open up the phone lines very shortly. I'm not going to go to phone calls this hour, but I'll go to phone calls throughout the second hour. I'll leave the phone lines closed for a minute just so you're not sitting on hold for a long time while I go through some of these clips, talk about some of the debate last night. And I want to point out the subtlety with which the bias infiltrates the moderation last night. I saw people posting that Trump talked for longer than Harris. They're saying, so how could it be rigged? They let Trump talk for several minutes more than Harris talked for. And that's because their bias is intelligent, sophisticated bias. And all you have to do is just imagine a different way of phrasing the questions that were phrased. And so the first question's sort of a good example. You know, it starts off with the economy. Now, I've got the transcript here. David Muir, who was the primary, you know, agent of bias in this, moderator, he asks Kamala Harris about the economy, and he phrases it this way. Vice President Harris, you and President Trump were, and he says Trump, he meant Biden, were elected 4 years ago, and your opponent on the stage here tonight often asks his reporters, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago? Very simple question, right? If you just take this at face value, nothing wrong with the way that's asked necessarily. But then when it comes to Trump, his question is this. Your proposal calls for tariffs, as you pointed out here, on foreign imports across the board. You recently said that you might double your plan, imposing tariffs on 20% on goods coming into this country. As you know, many economists say with tariffs at that level, costs are then passed on to the consumer. Vice President Harris has argued it'll mean higher prices on gas, food, clothing, medication, arguing it costs a typical family nearly $4,000 a year. Do you believe Americans can afford higher prices because of tariffs? See, that's an accusation. That's an accusation. So I don't really know how to explain this. You kind of just got to be able to see through this stuff. You got to be able to, like, just identify on your own where the implicit bias is in these questions. In other words, if the same question, if the intentions were reversed on the questions, he would have asked Kamala Harris something like, economists say the average American family is now spending $7,000 more per year on basic necessities. You know, how do you argue people are doing better now when they're struggling to put food on the table? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's the subtle way things are asked. It's, you know, this question to Trump is an accusation, right? You're going to cost people $4,000 a year because of these tariffs. Can Americans afford that? When Kamala Harris, who has presided over the highest inflation possibly in American history, she's asked it in sort of a vague, like, what if scenario. And it's just the question is, are people better off now than they were? But when it comes to Trump, it's economists say people will be worse off under your plan. Are you okay with Americans suffering? And it's that type of bias that was just constant. These are the first two questions that were asked. And when it's Kamala Harris, it's, are people better off? And when it's Trump, it's, why do you like Americans suffering so much? And I don't know how people can't see this, can't see through this bias. It should be obvious to everybody. But if you don't just think about it, and it just washes over you and just goes through you, you know, they sound like fair questions. They're not fair questions. Every question to Trump was some form of accusation, and every question to Harris was some sort of layup, right? Trump, you said something about Kamala Harris, being black and Indian. Why do you hate black people, sir? You know, like when they used to ask him while he was president, do you think slavery is a good thing? It's like, that's not a question, that's an accusation. And then Kamala Harris, like, as a proud black woman, will you talk about racism for a little bit? When you could just as easily go, for most of your career, Kamala Harris, you ran as an Indian woman, and when you were elected, you were celebrated as being the first Indian woman. Now you tout yourself as the first African American woman. What race are you, and how did that change? Right, like it's subtle, but it's sophisticated, and it's there. That's the form that this bias took from the moderators, and it was pervasive throughout. And every question had this level of bias inherent within it. Not to mention the fact checking and the you know claims that they made about things we all know to be true, but that they're claiming aren't. And the problem and the frustration I had with Trump. He's asked about the economy. He brings up immigration. And of course, the moderator is like, we'll get to immigration later. That's a different topic. But it's not a different topic, is it? It's not a different topic. Why didn't Trump just associate immigration to rising costs? It's very simple. Kamala Harris brings up housing costs. You go, well, what do you think bringing 20 million people into the country does to housing costs? What do you think that does to the housing supply? You know, multiplying our population by a half. Do you think that's good for first-time homeowners? It's not a disassociated topic, but he doesn't tie it together for the stupid people. People that understand it, it's obvious. Yeah, immigration is going to drive up housing prices. The billions upon billions upon billions of dollars that we're spending has to come from somewhere. It's being stolen from the American people. Immigration is an economic issue, but he doesn't tie it together that way. And so then they say, well, that's a different issue, sir. We'll get back to that later. You're off the rails. You're off topic. Very frustrating. Very frustrating. To me, personally. Now, again, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here. There were some classic Trumpian moments. We'll go to clip number three here. This was a pretty good bombshell from Trump talking about the way that she is stealing his platform. Let's go now to clip number three.
Hardly make chips anymore because of philosophies like they have and policies like they have. I don't say her because she has no policy. Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country. She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist. Her father's a Marxist professor in economics, and he taught her well. But when you look at what she's done to our country, and when you look at these millions and millions of people that are pouring into our country monthly, where it's, I believe, 21 million people, not the 15 that people say, and I think it's a lot higher than the 21, that's bigger than New York State pouring in. And just look at what they're doing to our country. They're criminals. Many of these people coming in are criminals. And that's bad for our economy, too. You know, you mentioned before, we'll talk about immigration later. Well, bad immigration is the worst thing that can happen to our economy. They have, and she has, destroyed our country with policy that's insane. Almost policy that you'd say they have to hate our country.
So, again, there is, you know, immigration is the worst economic policy. People don't get what that means. I get what it means. I mean, obviously, it's true. Obviously, right? But where's the explanation? Where's just, like, anything to give people an idea of what that even means? You know, I think it's appropriate to call the illegal immigrants, what did that article call yesterday, globally sourced scab workers? That would have been a great tack for Trump to take. Again, I personally little disappointed. We'll get into the fact checking of the fact checkers on the other side. We'll show you the videos where they just, you know, I get that's not fair. I get that we live in this world where, I mean, they just blatantly lie. But you got to know that, and you got to be able to contend with it. So they're just like, absolutely nobody has ever eaten a pet cat. That is racist. You gotta know how to deal with that because it's absolutely true. Most people aren't on X.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's time to fact check the fact checkers. To the fact check, Kamala Harris, who, of course, made a bunch of egregious lies in her statements as well. Well, we'll focus on this, okay? Breitbart has a story. ABC News fact-checked Trump 7 times, never fact-checked Kamala Harris once, despite her making very, very blatantly false statements. Never fact-checked. But they did fact-check Trump in real time. and they list out these instances. The first is Lindsay Davis, one of the moderators, saying there's no state in this country where it's legal to kill a baby after it's born. Matter, Vice President, I want you to get your response to President Trump. So Trump brings up post-birth abortions as well as nine-month abortions. They say that there's no way that doesn't happen. What an insane claim to make. I'd like to now go to clip number 25, please.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician was simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs of that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
I understand
make
that.
At that
I'm asking
point.
If your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
And of course, Trump brought up the Virginia governor talking about this, a clip that exists. I hate to break it to ABC News. Yes, it does actually exist, and you should probably listen to it. Clip number 29.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you first thing I would say is this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now.
Okay, so fact check, but let's keep going, I guess. Abortion isn't legal anywhere near up to birth in America. Reality, abortion is protected up to birth in six states in America. So under dark green, not restricted based on gestational age. And you can see several states where that is the case. So I guess they just don't want you to know that. But again, even without getting into the specifics and mentioning the states that have this or mentioning the video where the Virginia governor is very clearly advocating for this, the question I would put to Kamala Harris is like, do you think that's okay? Do you think you say it doesn't happen, but would you veto a bill that had up till 9 months? Like, put the onus on her, put the weight on her to say, yeah, it's crazy and wrong to have abortion. Like, there has to be a limit to abortion. But that doesn't get discussed. Instead, what gets discussed is the claims Trump makes. Even though they're true, they're fact-checked, and Kamala Harris gets to just skirt out without actually answering whether she's okay with 9-month abortion. The next fact-checking they did, David Murr, I want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community. And in this case, the words credible and specific are the weasel words. What we can glean from this is that there were reports and broad claims of pets being harmed. They just don't have any credible, whatever that means, right? It means nothing. It means whatever they want to say. If there was a report and they go, but we don't think that's credible. Oh, so no credible reports. And if there are claims, hey, our cats are going missing. Well, that's not very specific, is it? So no credible or specific claims, which is a true statement, even if people are saying, hey, all of our cats are going missing as soon as the Haitians moved in. Hey, my cat went missing and I saw them barbecuing the next day. I think they may have eaten it. Well, that's not very credible or specific, is it? So therefore, no credible or specific claims have been made about this. Fact checked. You're a liar, sir. These are the weasel words they use, and you have to be able to identify them. And of course, it's obviously true. Everybody knows it's true. Let's go now to clip number 10. This is audio obtained by the Federalist of a call made to the police on August 26th about a group of Haitian migrants carrying geese home to eat in Springfield, Ohio. Let's watch.
I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today, and I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women. I couldn't tell the age because I'm in a hurry going to this orientation, so I don't be late.
What direction did they go?
They went up towards the middle of down, towards downtown.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second. I'm coming to the intersection of, give me a second here. It says Water and Water Street.
Water and Water.
Anyway, we can take it down. You get the point. That is a 911 call of somebody reporting Haitian migrants walking off with the geese from the park. You know, kind of like the picture that we have. But hey, I guess they don't consider that report credible or specific. So, therefore, no credible or specific reports. Ignore the evidence of your eyes and the just overwhelming evidence from all of the statements of everybody who lives there. I have so many videos of that, by the way. We've got, a lot. Clip number 12. Let's go to that quickly.
Come here. You don't want to get eaten up, do you?
You're going to be next, boy.
I ain't eating nothing off of a barbecue pit around here.
Ducks. Ducks are disappearing.
So the migrants are eating geese, you think? That's... Have you heard of pets being abducted?
Yep. Cats are a delicacy in Haiti.
So it's not that they're poor and eating them because they don't have other food. It is a delicacy like someone would eat escargot.
Of course, we showed you reports from 2019 calling it a Christmas tradition to eat cats in Haiti. Yeah, it's obviously happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.